Okay. I don't have a Gemara. Should I borrow a Gemara? Should I just put it on this computer virtually? And I can't see your faces. All the smiling faces. Let me just borrow a Gemara. Yeah, look at the Mishnah. Early Yadalid, Baitkin is Hachomets La'or Aner. So that's the first halacha, that's what we're going to be busy with. Dikas Chomets, the Mishnah says, is a chi of early Yadalid. To be Baitik Chomets, to be Baitik La'or Aner. The Gemara is going to explain why Dafka La'or Aner. We'll see in Rashi in a minute why this is the Takan of Dikas Chomets. Komokim Shein Machnisa Be Chomets in Sorech B'dikah. The Mishnah says a rule that any place that the Chi of Dika is only on those places that are Machnisim by Chometz, those places that have a Tzad Sufik, a reasonable Sufik, that there might be Chometz there, places where Chometz is brought in. So there's a, we say where there's a Regilus that Chometz is brought in. Those are the places that require B'dika. Malkam She'en Regilus, She'en Machnisim by Chometz doesn't require B'dika. U'bameh Amu Shtei Shuris B'Martev. So Rashi learns that Kilu the Mishnah is asking a question. The Mishnah is about to explain that there's a halacha, it was a halacha mukubelis that you have to be baidik, a wine cellar, and there's machaikis b'shamim b'sil, exactly how much of the wine cellar do you have to be baidik. So Kilu, the Mishnah is bothered, why do you have to be baidik, a wine cellar at all? A wine cellar is a place where you bring in wine. It's not a place where you bring in chametz. Not a chametz cellar. So it's not a malkum shem achnisim b'chametz. So Kilu, there's a tension between the beginning of the Mishnah that says that you only have to be baidik, a malkum shem achnisim b'chametz. And then there's the end of the Mishnah that says you have to be baidik, a martif. Says the Mishnah, no, it's not a kasha. Mokum shemachnisa lechomets. We're talking about such a martip that's a mokum shemachnisa lechomets. So that's the kos of Ashlishi that reconciles the, that's the rationalism of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah says you only have to be baidik a mokum shemachnisa lechomets. The end of the Mishnah says you have to be baidik a martip. So echiz kaim shnei advarim alalu. The Mishnah, it's talking about a kind of martip that's a mokum shemachnisa lechomets. And how much of the martip do you have to be baidik? What's this machlekes b'shami? B'shil b'shami yoyim shtei shuras apnei kol martip. And that the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly those terms mean. Let's see Rashi. Early Yudalid got Sinon. There was another Girsa, Lit or Yudalid. Rashi thinks that Lit or Yudalid is not correct. Lit or Yudalid, Rashi holds, means the night after Yudalid, the night of the Seder. So that's ridiculous. So therefore, the right Girsa is Early Yudalid. Early Yudalid means the night going into Yudalid. Other Yishayim say it's not muchuch, could be lit or yadal. It also could mean that sometimes it means one way, sometimes it means the other way, depending on the context. That's a grammatical debate. L'or aner, the Gemara the first time. Gemara is going to explain the reason, meaning the reason for l'or aner, not the reason for b'dikas chametz. Rashi is going to tell us the reason for b'dikas chametz in a second. But what's the reason for l'or aner? That's that the Gemara is going to discuss, that that's the best way to be Baidik and Chayrim and Stokim. Baidkin, Sok to Ashi, Shelo Yaver Olav B'Bal Yiroa B'Al Yimotze. The reason for B'dikas Chometz, says Rashi, is to prevent B'Al Yiroa B'Al Yimotze. You're not going to be Baidik, you're going to be Oiver B'Al Yiroa U'Bal Yimotze. Kach B'Pshutay. Yeah, so this Rashi is a whole... Tracks the world onto itself. It's hard to even know where to begin. I mean, it's certainly true. We're going to see in Tyson in a second what Tyson says. Yes, Tanarashi. It's certainly true. The Gemara seems that if you don't do anything else, then you have to be Baidik in order to prevent Bal Yiroa B'Al Yimotze. The Gemara says in a few places, Tyson mentions it, that the Gemara says that B'dikas Chometz is derabbanon because mideraisa bebitul be'alma sagi. Lost in the Gemara in a few places. So, we'll see in a second what Taisus says. You have to be Baidik anyway, you have to be Mevatel anyway, and the bitul is sufficient, so why did Chazal insist on the B'dika? I'm not talking about that yet. We'll get to that in a minute. But what certainly says in the Gemara is that if you were not Mevatel, then there's a din deraisa that you have to be Baidik. If bitul wouldn't work, or if bitl wasn't available, or if you failed to be, or whatever, so if you were not mevatel, then you have to be baidik in order not to be over by Rabbi Yimotzi, and that's a din deraisa. That's the chur implicit in all those gemaras, where the Gemara says that bdikas if they're abonon because they're rice, he could do bittul. But it's only they're abonon because he could do bittul. But if he didn't do bittul, then bdika would be the rice. For that, everybody's going to have to, even Tosis, who has a different shot in bdika lemaisa, because we are mevasa. But if it wasn't for bittul, there would be a din of bdika midiraisa in order to avoid the issue of bal yiro bahi motze. The Nesivis has a sefer I'm talking on Hilchas Pesach Mekar Chayim, very important sefer, like any other sefer of the Nesivis is very important. And the Nesivis in his psicha to the simon of Bdikas Chometz, so the Nesivis raises the question, which is not our discussion today, and it really belongs to the sugis later on, but just you should know, he raises the question that there's a Tosis in Chaf Aleph that seems to say that you're only over by your Rabbi Yimotze and Chometz. That's Yadua. That's Eino Yadua. That's Yadua. That you know that you have, that you know where the Chometz is. But a Chometz that's Eino Yadea Heichanu, a Chometz that you don't know where it is, you're not over by your Rabbi Yimotze because it's not Motzi. The Torah says, Loshni Yimotze. Yimotze means it's available. And if I don't know where it is, it's not available. The Torah says in Chaf Aleph, at least that's the simple meaning. The Torah says in Chaf Aleph, again, this ladder, we can't do everything the first minute of his month. But Tosis seems to say in Chaf Aleph, the simple translation of Tosis in Chaf Aleph, very beginning of the second parak, is that you're only over by Yerubba Yimotze and Chometz that is Yedeya Hechanu. But Chometz that is only Yedeya Hechanu, he's not over by Yerubba Yimotze. So the Nesivis asks, so then why is there Chiyub Dika Midiraisa? If you're not Mevatel, why do you have to be both? The Gemara implies that Bikas Chometz is only the Rabbanu because you could be Mevatel. But if not for the Bittel, Bikas Chometz would be Deraisa. Ask the Nesivis, why would the Dikas Chometz be Deraisa? Even if you're not Mevatel, Dikas Chometz is only Derabbanan, because for what Chometz are you Baidik? Are you Baidik for Chometz that you know where it is? Or are you Baidik for Chometz that you don't know where it is? Obviously, it's not a trick question. Obviously, you're Baidik to find Chometz that you don't know where it is. The Chometz that you know where it is, you don't have to be Baidik for. Right? Like the people who put out the 10 pieces of bread. If you know where the 10 pieces of bread are, that's not a Dikas Chometz. So you, by definition, you're baidik for the chometz that you don't know where it is. The chometz that you know exactly where in the closet it is, that doesn't need a bdika. You just take it and burn it. So we're being baidik for chometz that you don't know where it is. So why would that be ever deraisa? That's chometz she'eni day hechenu, and that you're not going to be over by your old bayimotze. So why would that be a din deraisa? Yes, and the Sivas grapples with that question. Yeah, could be that Tosis and Chafal doesn't exactly mean that. We'll see. Anyway, not our discussion. I'm just Mara Mokmulach. Another Rishonim is Mefurish that if Chometz, that Chometz, even if you don't know where it is, you're still over Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotze. If you would just sit back and relax and not be Baidik your house and not be Mevatel and just say, you know, I don't know where any of the Chometz in my house is, the simple pshat is that you would be over Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze. And therefore, you would have to have Dika Deraisa, there would be a Chiyub Dika Deraisa to take it off. So that's what it says in Rashi. That's why you have to buy the chometz, because there's a shaliyavar al b'bal yiro b'bal yimotzeh. That's exactly what it says in Rashi. We'll see in a second what Tosfos says in Rashi. Let's finish the Rashi's inside. U'bamei omru l'chamei b'masnisin in the hemshich of the Mishnah shtei shuroi shel chovius astoris b'martiv shel yayin tzorech livdik b'neim achi shamanu kolmokim shel machnisa b'chometz in tzorech livdik lomo hutzuchu l'baitkom. You just told me in the Reisha, as I said before, you just told me at the beginning of the Mishnah, you only have to be Baidik Amokim Shemachnisim Bechometz. So how can the Mishnah say later on that you have to be Baidik Amartiv Shalgayin, Shtei Shurois, Alpnei Kol Amartiv? What's the Shtei Shurois, Alpnei Kol Amartiv? It's Amokim Shemachnisim Bechometz. When the Farish, so the Mishnah answers, that the Leomu Elab Amartiv Shemachnisim Bechometz. We're talking about such a Martiv that's Machnisim Bechometz. Kigayin. Martiv Shemistakim Menu Yayin Lushulchonoi, Upiomim Shahashama Shaymid Limsa Yayin, Upita Biyodug Shayin Kolo. Nichnas lematif lohavi yayin. This may be a dik in the Mishnah. I heard others, some people want to be medayik in the Mishnah. It's mashma that the Gemara only was bothered. The Gemara was bothered by a steer between the Reisha and the Sefer, because the Reisha says you only have to be b'ayda kamokin shemachnisim bechomets. And the Sefer says you have to be matif, shtei shuris b'matif. So the implication is that if the chiyuv b'dika would be even for mokum she'ein machnisa bechametz, then the sefer of the mission will be fine. Then we would understand the din of matir very well. It's only because the Mishnah says you have to be boydik dafka makom she machnisa bechametz, so that creates a problem. So what's the shtei shuras? What are these shtei shuras in a martif? Must be talking about a special kind of martif that the shamus sometimes goes in there with bread. But if not for the reisha, the sefer would have been good. Had the reisha said that you have to be boydik even a makom she ain machnisa bechametz, then we would be fine in the sefer. So others ask why? Then we would have an opposite problem in the sefer. If you have to be boydik even a makom she ain machnisa bechametz, so why is it limited to shtei shuris? So it'd be biting the back of the martif too. So the safe for the mission is altogether shvem yimanashoch. If you only have to be biting a malkum shemachnisim bechomets, why be biting a martif at all? And if you have to be biting a malkum shemachnisim bechomets, then be biting even the back of the martif. Yeah, so bottom line, it's fine because we're talking about such a martif where the shamash goes in with this chomets, but he only goes into the front; he doesn't go into the back. So that's fine, but the kilu, the Mishnah's mashma, that all of the problems are generated by the din of the ratio. But if not for the din of the ratio, the sefer would have been fine. Why? If not for the din of the ratio, the sefer would have been sure in the opposite direction.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
I don't understand why Rabbi is saying there's only two options. Why can't there be a third option of there's a place where you're machisim bo chametz, right? Like you're always bringing chametz, and then there's also this place that there's like it happens once in a while, and then there's a place that you never bring in comments.
Yeah,
so the Mishnah could have said.
That's what they want to say. We'll see later in the sugis, but that's what they want to say that is madregas. Mokash machnisa bechomets means a place where, like the Rishonim say, it's a regilus. And then there's a place where it's not a regilus, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. And then there's a place where if you found chomets there, it would be in the newspapers, like Mars. If they came to Mars and they found chometz, it would be headlines in all the papers. That's already beyond the mokum she'ei machnisa bechometz. So had the Mishnah said that you have to be bleidik even a mokum she'ei machnisa bechometz, that would mean you have to be bleidik even places where it's not a regilus to have chometz. But places where it's mamish impossible, that you still wouldn't have to be bleidik. So if not for the race of the safe, it would have been fine. You have to be bleidik the front of the martyr. It's not a regilus. But who knows, maybe somebody went in there, you know, it's not the regilus, the shamash doesn't go down there on a regular basis. But you never know, maybe something happened, somebody went down there with bread, but the back of the martif, that's ridiculous. So the sefer would have been fine. But now that the Rashi says, no, even, it's not just, it doesn't have to be, even if it's not ridiculous. But if it's not mokim shemachnisa bechomis viragilus, then you also don't have to be baidik. So then already we don't understand the sefer. So why do you have to be baidik a martif at all? The answer is, we're talking about such a martif, shemachnisa bechomis. Okay, let's see Taisus. Early Dalit Baikin is a chomets, Zok Taisus, Pirsha Kuntris, Shaloi Laver Olov, Rebal Yor Bari Motze. The Kosher Literary. Taimin de Tzorich Bittel, Kiramin Begumar, Abaydik Tzorich Shiavatel. Umi Reisa Bittel Bial Mesagi. And Mi Reisa Bittel is enough. Taisus doesn't reference the Gemara, but the Gemara says several places, I just told you, I think three different places. The Gemara says by the dinner that women are nemon on bdikas chametz. The Gemara says, why are they nemon? Why don't you need a real edus? The Gemara says, no, midiraisa bittul be'al masagi. And the Gemara says that by the sugi of we have two houses, and one was already boduk and one was not boduk, and an achbar, two achborim, brought in two pieces of crumbs or two pieces of bread into the two different houses. One was bread and one was matzah, and we don't know which one went into which house. So we could be toiler. What's the sugi there exactly? But under circumstances, we could be toiler that the chometz went into the not bodik house and the matzah went into the bodik house. So the Gemara said, how do we have a right to make such a tliya? So didn't the ice to strike the ice to the chomer? So the Gemara said, no, because chometz anyway is only the rabbanim. The ice of a bittul be'al masagi. There's another Gemara like that. So the Gemara says many times, we the ice of because chometz is the rabbanim because we the ice of a bittul be'al masagi. So I have two things. I have a Gemara that says that bittul. First of all, I have a Gemara in Davov. More that's worthwhile seeing inside because one of the central pivots around which a lot of these discussions revolve. So it's good to see that Gemara inside if they have it. But the Gemara says in Davov, Habaydik Tzorech Sheyavatel. Even if you did Bdikas Chometz, it's not enough, you have to do Bittel too. So the Gemara says, why do you have to do Bittel too if you were Baydik? So that's it, you know that you don't have any Chometz. So if you have no Chometz, why would you have to be Mevatel? So the Gemara goes too, maybe it's because of crumbs. You're never going to catch all of the crumbs. The Gemara says, no, crumbs are not a problem anyway. Crumbs are bottle me'eleim. So the Gemara says, Shema yimsa gluska yofa. Maybe you'll find a nice piece of bread, and you'll have, and you won't burn it, and you won't destroy it right away, and you'll be over by your matzeh. So therefore, right there, there's a mokum ian that's not for today. Why do you have to come on to you'll be mashed? If you find the bluski yofer, then it turns out that you were over by Rabbi Yimotze all along, until you missed the bluski. If you didn't do bittul and you only did bricka and you found the bluski yofer, so it comes out that you're going to be over by Rabbi Yimotze l'mafreya. Even if you burn it up right away, that's good for going forward. But what about from the beginning of Pesach? So you should have to be mevatel before Pesach. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Shema Yumsa Gluski Yofe, and it's so Yofe that you won't right away destroy it. So then you'll be over by your Rabbi Yimotze. So therefore, you're Mevatel Lechatchila. If you're Mevatel Lechatchila, and even if you find the Gluski Yofe that you missed in the Bdiko, and you're not right away Mevaret, you won't be over by your Rabbi Yimotze. So again, there's a need in there in the Gemara, which is not our discussion right now at all. A lot of things here are not our discussion. But there's a discussion, just in case it's bothering somebody. There's a discussion in Rishonim. What do you have to come on to going forward? You're going to be over by your Rabbi Yimotze going backwards. Yeah, we're going to talk about it, but it's Machlekes Rishonim what to do with that. The Tosfos Haros says, Inachanami, you talk over by Rav Yimotze going backwards. But that was a Shagig, because I was Baidik, and I missed it. So good, so I'm a Shagig. So Shagig, that's a terrible. For that, we have to make a Tachana Bittul. But if you're going to be Mashed a little bit, and you're going to be over B'mezid, that we don't want. So for that, we make you do a Bittul before. And the Ran says, this is the Ran here at the beginning of the Masechta, the Ran said, no, once you're Baidik, even if you missed something, you're not over by your Rabbi Yimotze. Because Somcha Torah ala Chazokos, once you do a proper Bedika, the Torah, that's all the Torah required you to do. And even if there happens to be Chametz there, a Gluski Yofa somewhere that you didn't, that you, as long as it was a conscientious, good faith Bedika, so you're not going to be over by your Rabbi Yimotze, l'mafreya. But if you tarry in being Mavarit going forward, then you'll be over by your Rabbi Yimotze. So that's what the Gemara says, that might happen. So therefore, Chazal said you should be Mavatel before. That's the sugya over there in Davov. So again, Nachama, the Gemara says, Halacha, Habaydik Tzarech Shiyavata. Bdika, don't rely only on the Bdika. Why not rely just on the Bdika? I clean my house. Says the Gemara, Shemo Yimsa Gluski Yofe, Vedaita Iluya, and you're going to be over by Rabbi Yimotze. So therefore, Chazal said, don't rely only on the Bdika, because you never know, there might be Gluski Yofe, and you might be Masha in destroying it. So therefore, you should be Mavatel from before Pesach. Yeah, again. Pastus is the time that you paused. There is a shita. There's a shita in Tosfos that if you're mashe chametz but you intend to destroy it at the first opportunity, then maybe not over by your other matzah. Also in Yom that are ahead of us. But let's right now, we can't do everything. And I don't know everything yet. I'm also starting. I learned this in yeshiva, but it's been a while. So, and I think there's a shari'sai about it. It's a discussion. But we don't need it. We don't need that. For our purposes, what the Gemara says is that you're going to be mashed. And if you mash it, you're going to be over by your Rabbi Yimotze. If you destroy it right away, you won't be over by your Rabbi Yimotze. At least not b'mezid. The Shogig is totally in this machlekes Tosfos and Rosh and the Ran. But b'mezid, you're only going to be mashed. You're only going to be over if you're mashed. So we have here two things. We have a Gemara that says that Abaydik Tzorek Shiyavatl. So it's not as if by doing Tika, you don't have to do Bittul too. And we have another Gemara that's more than one Gemara. The Gemara says in a few places that me there I said Bittul be Alma Sagi. So Tosfos now put it all together. On the one end, I have a Gemara that says that even if you do Bdika, Bittul is still necessary. And I have a bunch of Gemaras that say that Bittul is sufficient alone. Bittul be Alma Sagi to take off by your Rabbi Yimotze. So if Bittul is necessary and it's also sufficient, so then why did the Mishnah say you have to be Bittul? You need, Chari tells me, you need both things for the kasha. If Bdika was sufficient but not necessary, so I would say the Mishnah says you have to be Baidik if you weren't Mavatal. Those people who, you want to be Mavatal, Gesundheit. But if you don't want to be Mavatal, then we have another Reitzu. You don't want to be Mavatal. It's too hard to be Mavatal. So spend a few hours and be Baidik instead. So maybe the Mishnah of, I don't know who would make such a choice, but maybe the Mishnah that says that you have to be Baidik is talking about people who weren't Mavatal. So he says, no, there's no such thing as people who weren't Mevatel. Because the Mishnah, the Gemara says that even if you're Baidik, you have to be Mevatel anyway. Bittul is always necessary. Well, we could say, okay, Bittul is necessary, but maybe it's not sufficient. Maybe Bittul needs the Bdik on top of it in order not to rely, not to be able to buy your own by your Motzi. Maybe Bittul only works to get off, to take off Bal Yerobai Matzah if you also were Baidik. But if you were not Baidik, maybe Bittul doesn't take off Bal Yerobai Matzah by itself. So they said, no, that's about not true. The Gemara says, but Bittul be Al Masagi. So therefore, putting it all together, Bittul is necessary. Bittul is sufficient. So Mele, what's the din of the Mishnah that Bittul be Al Masagi? What's the din of the Mishnah that they have to be Baidik for Bal Yerobai Matzah? That's Taisa's Kasha. So because of that, Taisa says, in the earlier, the Afilgav, the Sagi, Bibitl, Bihalma, Yechmiru, Chachomu, Liv, Lechomet, Ulevaroi, you have to be Baidik and be Mavar, it's Packer's thing, Baidik and Mavar, Shiloyov, Ilochle, you shouldn't come to eat it. Taisa Gemara, Bechain Mashmel, Kamon, the Bairo, the Kikar, Bishmei Kairo, you found the kikar in the rafters of the ceiling. So the Gemara is a shaila. Do we say that we weren't matriach to go up to climb up and bring it down just to be mevatel it, or do we say that no, maybe it's going to fall down and you're going to be over the ochlei? So that's the shaila there in the Gemara. So Tosis says we see the perish in the Gemara that there's an issue of shalay over the ochlei. Right, we have a perish in Gemara that's taka concern shalay over the ochlei. The Gemara told you have a kikar b'shmei kaira, for by yovel yimotz you could do bittul. But I'm afraid it'll fall down and I'll be yovel ochlei. So kimata b'feir shigamar. That the reason why you have to buy the chametz is shali yovel ochlei, or at least the reason why there is tatum abdikah. That's not a chametz after b'leidik. I see it. It's up there in the. There it is. There's a kicker over there in this big rectangle. Over there. There's a kicker up there. So I see it. It's not that I have to be buy it. But no, not really. Not really. There. But Akapanim, it says I have to be mevaret, or at least, or maybe not, because it's up there in the rafters, but if it'll be down here on earth, maybe I would clearly have to be mevaret. So I have a b'feir shigamar that you have chametz, you have to get rid of it, shal yovel ochle. So maybe that's the Taisus says, that's the reason for b'dikas chametz. That's Shita Sataisus.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
That's a question?
Yeah.
The fetosos, what does Bittul accomplish if they are, the chashash is that the guy's going to come to eat it. So what did Bittul do? Lamaisa, it shouldn't be chametz. So what's the chashash?
He agrees that Bittul is for Bayor by Motzei.
Oh, but what, Lamaskar, like what did it accomplish? Like what did, after the guy's mevatlet, according to Tosos, what's the status of the chametz? Well, after he's in the bottle, meaning
it's bottled. It's hefker. We'll talk later about how Bittul works. But Bittul, it's you're not everybody all emotzi. It became hefker. Tyson that balances Bittul's mitam hefker. Rashi has a different take in Bittul. Also, all things we're going to be talking about. But whatever it does, it takes off by your all emotzi. About it, Bittul takes off by your all emotzi. That's the Gemara. But Bittul be al masagi. Sagi for what? It's sagi to take off by your all emotzi. I mean, the rice, that's all you need. Because midiraisa, that's all there is. No shami yovel ochle midiraisa. But midirabon, they said, fine. By yovel by matzah, you take care of with the bittul. And but for the shami yovel ochle, you still have to have bdikah. Now it's worth stressing: if you were not mevato, then Tosfos concedes that you would have to be bdik in order to get out of by yovel by matzah. That's implied in all those gemaras. Midir bittul is bdikah, rather. Says the gemara, is it derabbanon? Only because midiraisa could do bittul and get out of Bayerol by Yomotzi that way. But if it wasn't for the bittul, then Tosfos agrees that bdika would be midiraisa for Bayerol by Yomotzi. But Tosfos says that's the deraisa, that's not for bittul. But now we have bittul, and bittul you have to do anyway, and then bittul is sufficient. So Bayerol by Yomotzi, now we take care of Bayerol by Yomotzi with bittul. So why do we do bdika? We do bdika, shalayobalach. So Charilifi Tosfos comes out, that the bdika that we do, that the Mishnah talks about, is a different bdika entirely than the bdika that you would have to do for Bal Yerobai Matzah Midiraisa had you not done bittul. It was the Gemara that says bittul bdika is the rabbanon because Midiraisa bittul be al masagi, which implies that if you don't do bittul bdika is the deraisa, that's a bdika for Bal Yerobai Matzah. But since we do bittul, and we always do bittul because Abayi Diksarach Shivatul, so it's always necessary and it's always sufficient. So we already take care of Bal Yerobai by Matzi without Abdika, with the Bittul. So Abdika is for a different reason entirely. Abdika has nothing to do with Bal Yerobai by Matzi. Abdika is in order to take is because of Shalei Yovel Ochle. Abdika. There isn't theory of bdika that takes off by rabbi matzah. The bdika of somebody who wasn't mavatel takes off by rabbi matzah. But we do bittul, so we do that bdika we don't have. We don't need. Abdika shaliyav alacha. Rashi sounds not that way. Rashi says that the Mishnah, that's the bdika that we do, the bdika of the Mishnah. Rashi says that abdika shaliyav alacha. Okay, so what is Rashi going to do with Tosfos Kashrus? So there's a machshava, a possible machshava. The Ran says, for other reasons entirely, the Ran has a suggestion. The Ran asks, how come the Mishnah doesn't mention the din of Avodah Zarah Shiavat? How come they have to wait for the Gemara? Who is it, Omer of Gidol Merav, I think? Omer of Gidol Merav, Avodah Zarah Shiavat. Why do they have to wait for Rav? Why didn't the Mishnah say that Abay the Tzorech Shevatl? So there's a Ran. The Ran wants to say, not to answer Tosfos Kashrus and Rashi, just stam, but take a dvarim. The Ran says, he throws out that maybe Bizman HaMishnah, they were not yet misakin that Abay the Tzorech Shevatl. Bizman HaMishnah, if you did Dika, that was enough. You didn't have to do Bittul too. Later, the whole Chshash of Shema Yumtzig was Kiyofa and so on, that was a later Chshash. And then Rav said that Habaydik, it's not enough, you have to be Bevatel too. So maybe we could say that maybe that's the answer for Rashi. That Rashi holds that Bizman HaMishnah, Rashi explaining the Mishnah, Bizman HaMishnah, if you did Bdika, you didn't have to do Bittul. And if you didn't have to do Bittul, then the Bdika is Takash Liyav by Rabbi Yemotze. But I don't think it's Maspik. I don't think that's enough for Rashi, to explain Rashi. For two reasons. First, it only explains why you have to do bdika if you were not mevatel. And maybe Rashi holds that you don't have to be mevatel. Maybe Bizman HaMishnah, you didn't have to be mevatel. Bittul is optional. So if you're not mevatel, Bizman HaMishnah Bittul was optional. So the bdika would in fact take off by Rabbi Motzei, because without the bdika you'll be over. But that still doesn't explain two things. First of all, it doesn't explain why do you have to be bdik, just be mevatel. Isn't Bittul easier? The Mishnah says categorically that only a dalid bdikin is the chomis la'aner. It does not say in the Mishnah that only a dalid you have a choice. You could be mevatel or you could be bdik. That does not say in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah seems to say that bdika lel yadalid is mandatory. And the Ran didn't say otherwise. The Ran says that once you have to do bdika, then bittul is not necessary. Bizman HaMishnah, later on they made it necessary anyway. Shema Yimsa Guskiyof. But the Ran never said that you don't have to do bdika. The Mishnah says you have to do bdika. So that's still shver. Why do you have to do bdika? The way Tosfos could have answered that way. Tosfos built the kasha on two legs. Bdika is necessary and it's sufficient. So the Gemara says, see, it's necessary. And then bittul be al masagi, see that it's sufficient. So if it's necessary and sufficient, two needs of bdika. So we're Kilo trying to take away one leg of Tosfos' kasha. Saying maybe Rashi holds that bittul, that Bizman HaMishnah bittul wasn't necessary. It was sufficient, but it wasn't necessary. It's still shver. Tosfos answered it this way because it's stronger the way Tosfos answered that it's necessary and sufficient. But even if we take the necessary away, and all we have is the sufficient, but that's for sure, Rashi agrees, v'bittul b'al masagi, bittul is sufficient, even if it's not necessary. And if it's sufficient, then we could still ask, why do you have to be baidik? Why not just do bittul, which is easier? Why does the Mishnah say that you have to be baidik? The Mishnah should say, you could be baidik if you don't want to be mavatul, but if you want to be mavatul, you don't have to be baidik. And that's not mashma in the Mishnah. So at dayin, we still need to know, why do you have to do bittul? Why do you have to do bdika according to Rashi? If you were mevatel, why do you have to do bdika? Moreover, another reason why it's not an answer for Rashi is because at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav said that you do have to be mevatel. And it still doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that now that Rabbi Yehuda and Rav was misakin that you have to be mevatel, so now you don't have to be bdika anymore. That's about enough true. Rabbi Yehuda Rav said, "Habaydik tzarich sheyavatel." If you, even though you were baydik, you have to be mevatel also. But he didn't say if you're baydik, even though you're baydik, you have to be mevatel. And now that you have to be mevatel, so forget about the bika. It's a vada, not true. In fact, it's manish clear. You're reading my davov. It says habaydik tzarich sheyavatel, and yet when are you mevatel? You're mevatel b'shas habdika. Not in the morning because you might forget. You're mevatel b'shas habdika. So this takana that habaydik tzarich sheyavatel does not obviate the need for bika. So all we've done is we've taken Tosfos' kasha and we've delayed it 100 years, or 50 years, or whatever. It wasn't a kasha in the time of Rebbe, but it was a kasha at the time of Rav. And Rav saw Rebbe, so whatever, it's less than 50 years. One generation. We delayed the kasha for a generation. You know, Bizmana Mishnah, maybe your bittul wasn't necessary. But by the time you get to Rebbe Yudna Rav, bittul becomes necessary. And you still have to do bika too. So we still have Tosfos' kasha. And the Rashi doesn't say anywhere why you have to do bika after the takon of Rebbe Yudna Rav. There should be a Rashi somewhere that now that Rabbi Yehuda Rav said, "Abaydik Tzarich Sheyavatel," so now Bdik is only Shemi Yovel Ocha. We don't have such a Rashi. Shmele Rashi Takashre. How can Rashi say that the purpose of Bdik is Shemi Yovel Ocha? Number one, who needs Bdik? You could do Bittel. That's question number one. You could do, why do you have to do Bdik? Why not just do Bittel? And question number two, once not, if you have to be mevatel anyway. Maybe not in the generation of Rebbe. Maybe it only happened in the generation of Rav. But one way or another, now the halacha is that abaydik tzarich sheyavatel. So you're anyway being mevatel, and the bittul is doch enough. So why do you still have to be baydik? Shliyavel b'yor b'yimotzi. The bittul takes off b'yor b'yimotzi. It's very hot work saying shir by the mess. So Rishonim suggests a few ideas. Why, even though Chazal required that you have to do bittul, and bittul is enough, midiraisa bittul is enough, but midirabonan you still have to be baidik for Bayor Baymas.
Rebbe?
Yeah?
The connection's breaking up.
My connection's breaking up? I don't know. Maybe just bring the phone closer. Let me know if it continues to be a problem. Is your cellular signal good? Okay. I'm using a hotspot. The Ran says, we'll see the Ran inside in this session, but the Ran says that even though you have to do bittul, and bittul midirais is enough, but Chazal were afraid, Shema lo yivatel b'leiv shalom. Maybe I won't be sincere. Chometz could be very valuable, maybe there's a whole liquor cabinet with chometz, thousands of dollars. So he says, called chamira v'chamira, maybe he doesn't really mean it. So even though midirais, we wouldn't be chayshish for that. But the rabbanon already were afraid that maybe he didn't mean the bittul sincerely, and maybe the bittul therefore is no good. You have to know why is the bittul no good? It's dvarim shebelev, ainim dvarim. It's a discussion nachayna. But Akapani says maybe not mevatel b'leiv shalom, and therefore Chazal said don't rely on the bittul. You should do bika anyway. And the bika therefore is at the end of the day shaliyaver b'yor b'yimotzi. Meaning now so everything's by it's still around b'yor b'yimotzi. Me the rice the bittul takes off b'yor b'yimotzi. The rabbanon said and you have to mevatel anyway because it goes chiyofet. But the Rabbanan said, don't rely on Bittul alone. Don't rely on Bdik alone, Shema Yom Sibuskiyof, that's the Gemara in Davok. But don't rely on Bittul alone either, because Shema Yivata, B'lev Shalom. That's the answer of the Rav. So that might be Pshat and Rashi. That when Rashi says you have to be Bittul, Shema Yishalyav Rabbi Yor Bei Motzi. Yeah, because even after you do Bittul, Midaraisa B'Bittul B'Yalma Sagi to take up Bayor Bei Motzi. But Midarabonan B'Bittul B'Yalma is not Sagi to take up Bayor Bei Motzi. That's how the Ram says. Nimuk Yosef says, it's not in the Kibbutz, I think, Nimuk Yosef, but spreading this separately. The Nimuk Yosef says that we're afraid that it'll have charot on the bit. We'll find the Gluski Yofer and it'll be sorry that he was mevatelot. That'll undo the bit. You have to know how does that make sense? The Gemara in Davov. The Gemara in Davov says the whole reason why you do bittul is shema yumsik gluski yofer v'dayti luya. If the finding of gluski yofer v'dayti luya gives you a charot on the bittul, then how did the bittul help? We'll have to think about that. Maybe we can get to Davov. But the Menukyosef says we don't rely on bittul because if you're just going to be mevatel, not going to do bdik at all, then if you find the gluski yofer, you'll regret the bittul. You say, I don't want to speak afadara, I want to eat it. And that'll undo the bittul. So therefore they said, better be baidik. So hopefully you won't find any gluski yofers. How does Hashem with the Gemara in Davov? The Gemara in Davov says that we don't rely on the bdika because you might find the gluski yofer. But right there you could ask, but that's a stupid question. Right there you could ask, the Nebuchadnezzar says you want to be baidik so you won't find any gluski yofers. And the Gemara in Davov says that even after you're baidik, you're afraid maybe you're going to find the gluski yofer. Yeah, that's a silly question. You bite it because hopefully you won't find any gluski yofers. But what if you do? So you'd be mevatel too. But what's bothering me is a different question. The Mukiyasa says the reason why you don't rely on the bittul only, and you try to be baidik and try to get rid of all the gluski yofers, is because otherwise you're going to find very likely a gluski yofer. If you're not baidik at all, you're going to find the gluski yofer and you'll regret the bittul. So it seems that finding a gluski yofer and wanting to eat it that undoes the bittul. But the Gemara in Davov says that even after you bite it, you have to be mevatel, because otherwise you'll find the gluski yofer, you won't burn it with alacrity, and you're going to be able to buy your rabbi mutz. He said, the bittel helps. How does the bittel help? The finding the gluski yofer is a charot on the bittel. Yeah, but some of you have to be mechalik to different degrees of daiti luya. There's a daiti luya that he's lazy about burning it, and then there's a daiti luya that he decides he's really going to eat it. The daiti luya that he's lazy about burning it doesn't undo the bittel. So for that, bittel is a good remedy. But a daite luya that he decides to eat it, that'll retroactively annul the bittul. So therefore, they said, don't just do bittul, do a bdika. And that way, hopefully, you'll get we'll minimize the risk. We didn't totally, it's still a risk. You might do a bdika and find the gluska yofa anyway, and you might want to eat it and nullify the bittul. Okay, what are we going to do? You know, how much can we told you to do bdika, we told you to do bittul. How much can we already, can't tell you to burn your house down. So there's a limit how much we can demand. So we minimize the risk as much as we can. And then there's a there, it brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yechiel from the Baal HaPesach that bittul really should be enough. But Chazal were afraid that if they're only going to tell you to do bittul, you'll forget to do bittul. Because bittul is very easy to forget. It's a formula. You'll forget it. You'll be busy with other things for Pesach, and you'll forget to do bittul. So therefore they said, do b'dika. B'dika is a ganze task. So Asik, that already people remember to do with the they have the flashlight, they have the feathers. So that already people remember, they put up the crumbs. Bittul's a whole everybody knows the kids come home from school about bdikas chametz. So that you won't forget. And then once you do bdikah, you'll attach a bittul to it. That's the answer of Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel didn't make this up. He's coming from the Gemara. The Gemara in Davov says and that bittul, you shouldn't wait to do it in the morning, because in the morning you might forget, you should do it right after the bdika. So the Gemara already has this notion, that bittul, if he doesn't tell you to bittul in the middle of nowhere, you're going to forget about it. They attach it to the bdika, that way you won't forget. But the Gemara only says it to explain the scheduling. You have to be bittul, you have to be mevatel, let's schedule a bittul next to the bdika, that way you won't forget. Rabbeinu Yechiel wants to say that's the whole reason for the bdika. Now, really, you don't even need the bdika. Bittul will be enough, but bittul by itself, you're going to forget. So they attached, they made a chiyuv bdika in order to have something to attach the bittul to. That's Rabbeinu Yechiel's answer. So the emes is, Gabi Pshat and Rashi, these are all variations on the same theme. That what all of these things are saying, the Ran, the Muki Yosef, the Rabbeinu Yechiel, in Pesach Ben Peretz, they're all saying that the bittul, although midiraisid sagi, midirabon, and they felt is not reliable. Maybe you won't be mevatel b'leis sholem according to the Ran. Maybe you'll forget to do it according to Rabbeinu Yechiel. Maybe you'll do it and then you'll go back on it according to the Muki Yosef. These are all various ways of saying that the Chazal Rechosh is that the bittul won't work to take off Bal Yorah B'Yemotzeh. So therefore, you still have to do bdika in order to get rid of Bal Yorah B'Yemotzeh. So these are all defenses of Shita Srashi. That at the end of the day, bdika shall yavro lo Bal Yorah B'Yemotzeh. Yes, midrashim bittul le'amasagi, that they go by rabbi motzei. But midrabbana, they decided that bittul le'am is loisagi to take go by rabbi motzei. Because shem liyatul le'isholim, or shem liyishkach, or shem liyishkach. So therefore they said, you should have more ways to take off Bal Yerobayim Matzah. Do bittul to take off Bal Yerobayim Matzah, but maybe it's not going to work. You'll forget about it, or you won't do it B'leit Sholem. So do bdika too. And of course, bdika would take off Bal Yerobayim Matzah, but Shema Yim Sugut Skiyot, but that's the Gemara Dafa. So do bittul also. And that way, between the two, you have more guarantee that you won't be able to Bal Yerobayim Matzah. So that's the Chayra, Shittas Rashi. So it comes out like this. Ben le Rashi, ben le Tosfos, if you were not Mevato, so you would have to be Baidik to get rid of Bal Yerobayim Matzah. That's the Gemara. That Dik is only the Rabbanon because Midaraisi you could do Bittul. But if you didn't do Bittul, then Dik would be the Raisi to take off Bal Yerobayim Matzah. That's the Gemara Mefereshes. Even though the Chavos Das is wondering, it's the Chomish and Yedua, but fine, we're not talking about that now. But that's the Gemara Mefereshes, that without Bittul, Dik is the Raisi. But now Chazal said that you have to be Mevato. It's necessary, but it's not only is it necessary, but it's enough because the midrash bittul be'al masagi. So why do you have to do bdikah also? So that's already machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says that's already a whole new reason, a different bdikah. Shaliyav la'achlay. That has nothing to do with the bdikah deraisa of bal yerobayim matzah. This is a new bdikah derabbanan of shaliyav la'achlay. Whereas according to Rashi, it's a hemshich of the old bdikah. Midrashi, you have to, if you're not mevatel, you have to be bdikah midrashi to take off bal yerobayim matzah. But midrash said, if you were mevatel, you don't have to do the bittul is enough. Midrabanan, they said the bittul is not enough. Shema levatel b'lei sholem, shema yischarit, shema yishkach. So therefore, midrabanan, they said we're still not satisfied that you're going to give it to the bal yerobayim matzah. And therefore, you still have to do that same bdika in order not to be over bal yerobayim bal yimotzeh.
Rabbi, the connection's breaking up a little bit.
Wow. I don't know what more to do. Can you hear me at all?
Down and off. We can hear Abby. Yeah.
I haven't said anything. I just want, maybe I'll say one nekuda now, and I'll sort of leave you what to think about, and then we'll stop. The chayra, there's a riot to Rashi from the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Zayin Amud Beis in the bottom. The Gemara says, "How do we know the acting of Vayik Lahar there?" So the Gemara says, "Afal pi shenirai ledover zechel ledover." We have a limud nasmachta zechel ledover. Sounds like a nasmachta. Mitzio mi mitzio mitzio mechipus mechipus miner. I'm saying it exactly right.
Is Shir on right now?
Well, I was muted. Okay, so I'll just say it again. Sorry. The kids here, I'm just sending you to the Gemara. You take a look at the Gemara yourself. Hope tomorrow. Well, in my house, I don't guarantee we're not going to have problems with the signal too, but this is part of the Nisayan of this whole thing. The Gemara says in the Zayin Amid Beis that how do you know Bdikul are in there? We have Xerat Shava, Mitzia, 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 Mechipus, Mechipus, Mineris, Mineris, Miner. It says by Yimotzei, and it says by Yimotzei, Vyantachas, Bin Yomen, and there it says Chipus, and Chipus is Neris, and Neris is Ner. So we learn out that the way to get out of by Yimotzei is to be Bdikul are in there. So Chaitza, the Therish Gemara, that the Bdikul are in there is to get out of by Yimotzei. So it could, of course, it's only that.
Maybe I'll text one of the guys that's in shir with him.
So it says that the limud of Brikus Chometz is learned out from Bal Yemotze. So it, the Chometz a riot to Rashi that Brikus to get out of Bal Yemotze is learned out from Psukim of Bal Yemotze. So of course you could say it's only Nasmachta because the Gemara says after Yishen Raya Dover Zechel Dover Yishenim say that's always Mashmin Nasmachta. But first of all, even if it's an asmachta, but where did they put the asmachta? They put the asmachta in Bal Yemotzei. If Bdika Shel Yaver Bal Yom Bal Yemotzei, it's nothing really to do with Bal Yemotzei. If Bdika Shel Yaver Lo Achloi, like Tosfos, then it doesn't have really what to do with Bal Yom Bal Yemotzei. So why did they put the asmachta in Bal Yemotzei? Maybe we could say B'doichuk, that there's a Ran, also in the Ran, one of the things that the Ran says is that the din deraisa by Yor by Yemotzei is the Torah's way of making sure that you're not going to eat it. Because loss of the pasuk is by Yemotzei v'aseichem ki kol echel machmetzes. So maybe the din by Yor by Yemotzei itself is a shaloyov lo'ochle that the Torah made. So now the Chazal made a shaloyov lo'ochle of their own, so maybe we would be masmichet as an asmachta to the pasuk of Bal Yemotzei. So maybe that, but that's b'doichuk, maybe that would be a solution. I think in Rashi it's not going to be masnik, and maybe that's Rashi l'shitosa. Because Zachreinim point out that Rashi over there in Dav Zayin explains why is it only an asmachta? Says Rashi, because divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah lo yalfinon. We can't learn out a din deraisa from Sukkim and Nach. Zachreinim say the limud from Nach is only the part about Neiros. Chapus is Yishlayim, but Neiros. But the part about Chipus is not from Nach, that's from Amtachas Ben Yomim. So the Asmachta is to learn out Bikul or Aner. But to learn out that by Yimotzi requires Bdika, that Rashi implies that's not an Asmachta. So Bdika is Takadin by Rabbi Yimotzi. Now, you could still say, maybe that's true, but that's the Bdika de Araisa that you would have if you weren't Mevatel. But maybe the Bdika de Rabbanan that you have even though you were Mevatel, maybe that's only Shema Yovel Ochle. That's very strange. The Gemara is saying it on the Mishnah. The Gemara says, why? From where do you know the din of the Mishnah? You have to be Vodik Laranair. According to Tosfos, the Bdika of the Mishnah is not the Bdika de Araisa to get out of by Yovel Yimotzi. That we take care of with Bittel. The Bdika of the Mishnah is to Shema Yovel Ochle. So why is the Gemara bringing this drasha that has to do with lot with Bal Yemotzei? So the chayyur from this Gemara, especially according to Rashi, that it's a drasha Gemara, at least until you get to the Neiros. The Neiros is ready to Rabbanim. But the first part is a drasha Gemara according to Rashi. Then there's a big chizik from this Gemara, a big hechrech to Rashi, and that's why maybe Rashi l'shitosoi, that the bdik of the Mishnah is because of Bal Yemotzei. Rashi would tell me that it's a Gemara Mefereshes. But he asked me, Kashis, it's a Gemara Mefereshes that the Dik of the Mishnah it has to do with Bal Yemotzei. Shalayovah, 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 Bal Yemotzei. And again, according to Tosfos, the Chorus Gemara is problematic. So again, we could mitigate it a little bit by saying it's only an Asmachta. Rashi and Mashma, it's not only an Asmachta, only the Neiros part. But maybe Tosfos holds it's an Asmachta all the way down. Maybe Tosfos holds the whole thing is an Asmachta. It's not entirely Masvik, because even if it's an Asmachta, but they made the Asmachta over here by Bal Yemotzei. Maybe we can mitigate that by saying that Bal Yor Bal Yemotzei itself is a Archoko, is a kind of Shalyov Lochli Deraisa. So that's still a good appropriate place to put this in a smachta for the name of Bikur Shalyov Lochli. But at the end of the day, this is a little bit, this Gemara seems to be supportive of Rashi. I want to give you a Maramokim. I want you to think about if this Maramokim bears on this question that we're raising. That is, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch of the Baal HaTanya, what the Mishnah Berurah calls Shulchan Aruch HaGrashaz, and it's in Simin. I'll give you the Maramokim exactly. If you give me a second,
Rabbi.
No, one second. Tuf Lamed Aleph Beis and Tuf Lamed Hey Dalad. Yeah. What are you asking?
I didn't hear why Rabbi explained why that Gemara was a problem for Tosos.
Because the Gemara Beferis says that the limud for Bikas Chametz is from Bal Yomotze. Mitzia mi Mitzia Mitzia mi Chippus. So it's a Kamatik Gemara Mufresh is that the Bdika is learned out ultimately from the Pasuk of Bal Yomotze. So that sounds like Bdika has to do with Bal Yomotze. And especially according to Rashi, that the first half of the Drosh is a Derais. It's only the different Kabbalah part that's a Derob, that's an Asmachta. But the first half is a Drosh of Gemara. And Agam that we said that even Taisus agrees there is a Bdika to take off of Bal Yomotze, the Bdika that you would have to do if you were not Mavatal. But that's not the din of the Mishnah. That's not the dik of the Mishnah, and the Gemara is explaining the dik of the Mishnah with Aranair. That dik of the Raisa, I don't even know if it's with Aranair. The dik of the Mishnah is with Aranair. So what does that have to do with Bal Yomotze? So this is Lachara, where Rashi is coming from, that Rashi held, Rashi thought it's a Gemara Mufureshes, that the dik of Chometz is to take off Bal Yomotze. So dying, we don't have a really satisfactory answer. What's Taisus going to do with this Gemara? It could be that in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, we'll see maybe an answer for this problem. That'll be for next time. Okay.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.
Be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Also, thank you.